This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A law passed by Congress in late 2022, the Secure Act 2.0, offers options for small businesses to offer retirement plans to their employees. The Cooperative Retirement Plan is for small businesses with fewer than 100 employees who have not offered a retirement plan to their workers previously. Many small businesses haven't previously been able to afford the money or time to set up retirement plans, so the Secure Act 2.0 is built to encourage retirement plans for employees of any size business. The Act allows small businesses to band together to pool resources to offer retirement plans called multiple employer plans. The cooperative model lets businesses save money on administrative costs, and there's a tax credit for small businesses starting new employee retirement plans. The credit is up to 100% of the startup costs for adopting and maintaining a new 401k plan, capped at $5,000. There's also a tax credit based on employer contribution up to $1,000 annually per employee over the plan's first 5 years. Another tax credit of $500 is available for up to 3 years for small businesses with 100 or fewer employees that add an eligible automatic contribution arrangement to their employee retirement plan. A program this month to forgive people's library fines encourages library patrons in Worcester, Massachusetts, who have lost or damaged books or other items, to reactivate their accounts. All they need is a picture of a cat. Through the end of March, Worcester Library patrons can bring a photograph, drawing, or magazine clipping of a cat and get their library cards reactivated. The library calls the program March Meowness, a way for the system of 7 Worcester Library branches to forgive library lenders who misplaced a book or damaged a borrowed item and then never went back to the library to avoid paying fines or replacement costs. In just a few days, the program has already generated hundreds of returns, multiple postings of random cat photographs on the library's Facebook page, and photographs and drawings pinned on a growing cat wall in the main library building. The local NPR affiliate described it as a never-be-fur-tried initiative and urged patrons to hurry and act meow. Jason Homer, the executive director of the library, said that about 400 people have had their library accounts unblocked and their borrowing privileges restored after bringing in pictures or drawings of cats. Any cat will do, or even, for that matter, any creature will do. We take a lot of honorary cats, Mr. Homer said. Any ungovernable animal. Like many public libraries in the United States, the libraries in Worcester, a city of about 200,000 people southwest of Boston, are trying to encourage people to reemerge from the sparse, solitary days of the COVID-19 pandemic. Mr. Homer said that at the outset of the pandemic, many people lost books while moving or students left them in classrooms, never anticipating it would be months before they came back. While the library had previously stopped charging fines for late returns, many people who faced fees for lost items simply stayed away. One woman who had lost library DVDs in 2016 recovered access to her account with a photograph of a cat. Montanans filing their candidacies for federal, statewide, judicial, and local elected offices concludes at 5 p.m. on Monday, March 11th. In the 2024 election, seats for U.S. Congress, all Montana statewide races, including governor, secretary of state, state auditor, the superintendent of public instruction, and attorney general will be determined. The 2024 election also will elect all 100 members of the Montana House of Representatives, half of the Montana Senate, certain judicial districts, public service commissioners, and other elected offices. The primary election to determine a single candidate from each political party is held in June. The federal general election is the first Tuesday in November. With the end of candidate filing Monday at 5 p.m., candidates for every office will be known. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.